Okay, we're on. Daf Chof Amud Beis, about 50 lines up. Amar Rav Huna. L'divrei Oimer, according to the person who says, Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving Yom Tov. That you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. So that we saw that was Tanakama of Abraisa. Okay. Lo Tema Midoraisa. Don't say that on a Torah level, Michza Chozu, they are fitting to bring. The Rabbanon who de Gazri, and the Rabbanon made a Gezerah, Behu, that you can't bring them. Gezerah, what's the Gezerah? Shema Yisha. Perhaps you may tarry. Right, so let's look at this. So it's actually interesting. This Shema Yisha is different from the Shema Yisha we had before, basically. We're saying, don't think, yeah, that Nedarim and Davos you really can bring on Yom Tov, but the rabbi says you can't. Right, for whatever reasons, and because of Shema Yisha. So let's look at this rashi, because the Shema Yisha over here is different from the Shema Yisha as we saw earlier. So Shema Yisha, right, you see the rashi there? Korbanoisov Adamoid. It's about just before halfway down. Okay. Shema Yisha? Okay, it says perhaps you will leave over Korbanoisov Adamoid. You're going to leave it to Lamoid, because that's what you're coming anyway. Shiyahei Loy Bossa Matsui Beregel, so that it should be lots of Bossa for him in the Regel, because you need to be a lot of Bossa over there. Right? Perhaps when the Moyed will come, yeah, Ye'era will happen, Loy Oines, some kind of Oines, but Nimtza Ma'acha Nidro, and it's going to come out that he's going to be late with his pledge. So I imagine this means Baltacha over here. Basically, if you're going to basically save your korbanos to the moed, which is kind of a bit strange because that's not what you do, we're worried maybe that you're going to leave it to the last minute. And if you're going to leave it to the last minute, then you know what happens at the last minute? Things come up. And since things come up, then you're not going to do it. And then you're going to miss it. So basically, you may think they're going to tell you to do, don't leave it to the last minute. You should do it earlier. So therefore, they're not going to allow you to do it on the moed itself. Maybe it means the last day of the moed. I'm not sure. But anyway, the point is, we don't think this, but the Shema Yisha over here means basically you may think we force you to do it earlier because something may come up. But don't say that. Right, back to the Gemara. Ella, afilu midiraisa. Imu diraisa, nami lo chozu. Even from a diraisa level, they're not chozu, they're not fitting to bring. You're not allowed to bring them. Okay, so let's look at what Rashi says over there, because like the Rashi we just saw, underneath the one, that one, we derive the name severe later also. The chichsiv l'Hashem. When we said l'Hashem, that's what Beis Hillel learned from. Yeah, is dumya the v'chagoysem. Right, ka'oma. It's similar to v'chagoysem. Right, Beis Shammai just said a chagiga. Right, and Beis Hillel said, but you know, l'Hashem's going to be similar to v'chagoysem. Oilus adoimus l'chagiga has going to be an oilus that is similar to chagiga. Zman kuvu b'regol, it has to have a fixed time. Only if it's got a fixed time in the regol, then it will be doicha, and if not. So he says basically that we see from the Torah, yeah, that you can't bring Nedarim and Davos on Yom Tov, and we're going to prove that from Shtei Lechem, right? Back into the Gemara, the Shtei Lechem, right? These are the two loaves that you bring on Shavuos with the two sheep, or is it the one sheep? Or it's two sheep or one sheep, but whatever. There's two sheep, right? So you bring two loaves with it, and there's actually chometz. That's there's only chometz, two times chometz. We've had it just recently. Two times you bring chometz in the base of Mikdash, it's toida, and you bring the loaves that you bring on Shavuos. So these two loaves, to chovus a yom ninhu, that they're an obligation to bring on Shavuos, yeah, v'leika l'migzar, Shema Yisha, and over here there's no gezeira of Shema Yisha, meaning the Shema Yisha that we just said. Shema Yisha is what we just said was basically we make him bring it earlier because something may come up later, but here there is no earlier. You can only, right? Yeah, we say you've got to bake them on Erev Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake the loaves on Yom Tov. So we see it's not doicha the Yom Tov, the baking of these loaves, right? So you see it's not doicha Yom Tov. Over here, you can't do it like, you know, a month earlier because it's not Shavuos. You're going to bring them on Shavuos. And I suppose you need fresh bread. So the only chance that you could bake them is either Erev Yom Tov or on Yom Tov itself. right? So, you know, it's a limited time over here. So there's not this concern of we're trying to make it so that he's not going to, like, you know, something's going to come up and onus is going to come up and he's going to miss out. But over here, it's just, by definition, it's just you're locked in anyway. It's a small amount of time. So, and we don't allow you to do it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So we see over here that this is like, we have something that is obligated to bring on that day. So let's say, right? So let's say Shavuos is on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to bake it. So we don't see all necessary. Even this is a case where you're not allowed to bring it. So too. So maybe Kal v'chomer with the Nedarim and Nedavos. Okay, let's just repeat that. Yeah? Yeah, but Nedarim, that's the whole point. Nedarim and Nedavos are also going on Thursday. That's the point, because you see, you don't have to bring it on that day. We do it earlier.
It's just like you bring it before the regal.
You bring it before the regal, yes. Yeah, you do the malacha before the regal. Here is the shechita and this is the korban. Over here, you bake it before the regal.
These loads are, this particular
korban is a chiyuv to bring on Shabbos. Yes, it is, yeah. But seeing as the baking, the shechita you have to do, right? You have to shech the korban on Shavuos.
And you can bring that on Shabbos.
Yeah. No. So this is a communal kibbutz tzeres is a communal korban. This is a communal shlomim.
So why are we comparing communal shlomim to?
Well, all the more. So, probably would say all the more so.
But
if you can't bring the loaves that accompany the communal shlomim, then and even though it's fixed the time, and if you have the ability to do it beforehand, you should do it beforehand. So too, Nedarim and Nedavos, you should do it beforehand. Okay, so thank you. Working that through, Shkoyach Brad. Okay, the Lake Limigza, there isn't to make a Gezeira of Shema Yishe, right? Over here, because you can't make him bring it any earlier, or bake it any earlier. It doesn't do Shabbos or Yom Tov. So too with the Nedarim and the Davos. Okay. I think it's a Kal v'chomer. Is it? I don't, Rush? Oh, so it's Din. It's a similar thing. Yeah, I don't know if you need to come on to Kal v'chomer. Yeah. But still, it's not a Korban.
It's more
to bake it. Right.
It's kind of thing where...
The Corbin itself is. Okay, but whatever. Yeah, you know what? That's debatable, right? But it's fine. But at least it's Huadin. It may be a Kal v'chomer, maybe Huadin. But at the end of the day, we're learning. This is a proof to the why you can't do Nedarim and Nedavos is an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay.
Where do you bake them?
Erev Shabbos. I can't remember. I think it's Erev Yom. I don't think you can bake them on Yom Tov. Rashi is not clear because he skips out that bit. I'm not sure if you can bake. Yeah, you can't bake them on Shabbos. So you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. I can't remember if you can do it on Yom Tov or not. What? Oh, there you go. You can't do Yom Tov either. Yeah, right. You have to do it on Erev beforehand, before the Yom Tov. Thank you. So, okay. Now, Iboilu, we got a question now. Ledivria Oimer. Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving me Yom Tov. According to the opinion that you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. And we just said that's a derisa, right? You can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. Now, Ovah Shochat Mai, he transgressed. It could be even, I don't think it has to be Mazid over here. It could be even Beshogig as well. Yeah, Cohen brought, Nedarim and Nedavos. He brought a Shlomim, okay? He brought someone's Toida. Let's, in fact, he brought a toida, okay? Now, Mai, what would the halacha be? Meaning, can you carry on? Basically, you shechted it now, and there's the whole rest of the procedure. You got to throw, you know, sprinkle the blood, you know, and also there's meat to be eaten, and there's also, which you can't do unless you eat the, you can't eat the meat unless you sprinkle the blood, right? And also, then there's the innards to be put up on the mizbeach after, you know, in the evening time. So can you carry on, right? Or stop? So Rabbi Omar, he says, Zorek Esedam, you can sprinkle the blood, Almanas, in order, Lahatia Bosa, to permit the basar ba'achila, the food to be the meat to be eaten, right? Because you basically you got into the situation, you shouldn't have done it, yeah. But if we allow him to sprinkle the blood in order that you can eat the meat, right? Because if not, it's going to go to waste, right? This is not ideal. And you know, is Surah Yom Tov eating? It's good eating meat. It's good on Yom Tov. Yeah, Rabbi Barav Huna Omar, he says Zorich has a dam. You can sprinkle the dam. Almanas lahak tia emurim laerev. You can do it in order to put upon the mizbeach the innards in the evening. I mean, you have to do the blood to make the korban kosher. Once the korban is kosher, then you can burn the ritual fats. If a korban is not cooked, yes, so Tosfos says that. I think it's also Mashmi and Rashi. Tosfos agrees that he's adding on over here. He's saying he would agree, yeah, that if you could do it for the meat, but he's also adding on. Not only you can do it for the meat, yeah, you can also do it for the innards. This Tosfos over here says that. Okay, it could be this Mashmi for Rashi as well. But, okay. So, my binayu, what would halachic difference between these two opinions, yeah? So, ikka binayu, the differences between them is like this. Is nitma bosa, what happens if the bosa became tommy? Alternatively, or sh'ovad, alternatively, lost the meat. So, basically, when you sprinkle this blood, you're not doing it for the meat. You're only doing it for the sake of the innards in the evening. Right on the mizbeach. So the Rava lo zorik. Going to Rava, you can't do it, right? And the Rava Maravuda zorik, you can do it. Okay, meisvei. We're gonna have a kasha. We're back to the kivtzi etzeres, right? The two sheep that you bring on shlomim. That's the ones that come with the loaves. We're speaking about the sheep themselves now. Sheshochton shelo lishmon. They shechted them with the intent for something else, a different korban. He intended it was going to be an oiler or something. Okay, or sheshachton, or alternatively shechted them. Bein lifneizmanam, he did it early, day early, or bein lachazmanam, or he did it day late. Yeah. Now, so the korban, the general rule is if it's in a weekday now, you carry on because if you didn't do it lishma or you did it at the wrong time, or whatever. So it's a kosher korban, but you're not going to be yotzi with it because you didn't have the intent, right? But the korban itself is kosher, so you carry on. So you do it, and it'll be just like a stam korban. Now, so right, so you adam yizorek. So you sprinkle the blood for bosa yachel, and then the bosa will be eaten. You carry on. If it was a shlomin, yeah. Oh, im ha'is a Shabbos. But if it was Shabbos, right, you accidentally shechted your kivtzi etzeres shelo lishman, right, and therefore, yeah, lo yizrok, you cannot sprinkle the dam. Why can't you sprinkle the dam? Oh, so this is going to be a proof for. We don't bring the proof from here, but Rashi says over here that you can't eat the meat because it's Shabbos. You can't cook it, so you can't eat the meat on Shabbos. So you can't sprinkle, right? It says you should don't sprinkle the blood, right? The imzorak, and if he sprinkled it, yeah, hurtza, it's accepted almanas lahaktia in order to burn the emurim, the innards, la'erev, in the evening. End of Brisa. Okay, so let's look at Rashi, that, because it's a bit hard to read that, right? It's hurtza almanas la'akti la'emurim la'erev. So let's look at this Rashi. Hurtza almanas la'akti b'chul is the top Rashi on the right. Kaloima, that means to say, v'yakti emurim la'erev, and then you should do the haktorah in the evening. V'lo yakti mayom. Right, it's just going to say over there, that means Bidi Evad, if you did sprinkle the blood, which you weren't supposed to do, then you should do the Emurim in the evening, but not in the...
Well, it sounds to me, in the meantime, it's not been cooked already.
You're not allowed to cook the meat. It's wasted.
It is wasted.
Yeah. Maybe you could do it in the evening. So, because it's if it's a shlomim, then you have the time, you could do it in the evening.
Is that what this is coming to say, that in the evening, then, therefore, cook the meat, eat it?
No, because the hect is a mitzvah. I don't know why it didn't focus on the meat. Basically, you're not supposed to sprinkle the blood. So everything's going to go to waste anyway. In the event that you sprinkle the blood, so you should do the continuation of the mitzvah. Yeah, later in the evening, you should do the haktiras amurim. It doesn't mention about eating the meat. But let's not get distracted over here because it's gonna. Let's just finish. Let's wind it up. You, that is a question you've got. But don't get confused. Anyway, you sprinkled the blood, okay? You sprinkled the blood, bidi-evered, and now you can do the Imur in the evening. Speaks out the Gemara, right? This is the deal, yeah? Im Zorak, if you did it bidi-evered, you sprinkled the blood, di-evered in, l'chachilalot, right? So you see over here, bishlam al-rava, nicha. It makes sense according to Rava because there's no meat over here, right? El Rabba Baravuna, according to Rabba Baravuna, they said you can even do the Zrika for the Imurim, Kasha, it's going to be a Kasha. Right? Because you see over here, the only Bidi Eved you can do the Imurim, but not Lochachila, so straight out Kasha. Now, so it's Kasha. So the Ibai Seima, alternative, we've got another answer, Shani Shul Shabbos. No, this is talking about on Shabbos, yeah, and we're more Machmir on Shabbos. But if it will be Yom Tov, yeah, maybe it will be different. Let's say you Shechted and Adarim and Adavos on Yom Tov, right? Now, maybe we would allow you to do the Zrika for the Lachakila for the Emurim for the Innards. So, Mishvus Yom Tov. Okay.